Let's talk about the state of the nation's rail services now with Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, an organisation which campaigns for better services. Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Hello. So people in Scotland will be aware of Transpennine and it's the fact it's a link to the north of England. What was going so wrong with its services?
Pretty much everything, really. It really is appallingly bad. I can't quite remember the statistics. Something like 1 in 25 trains not running. Sorry, what, 25% trains not running. Really appallingly bad in trains not turning up. And so the government have finally bitten the bullet and said, well, look, you know, this is not good enough. It's time to hand it over to what's called an operator of last resort, which sounds pretty desperate, doesn't it? The operator of last resort is a state-owned company that will take over the franchise on the 28th of May and run it sort of as before, but hopefully not quite as badly.
And we've got a similar situation here in ScotRail, run by the Scottish Government currently in government ownership. Are there any signs that taking these companies into government ownership improve them?
Yes and no. It depends, really. I mean, you've got to remember that if you take over a rail franchise, you're taking over it lock, stock and barrel. And it's like turning around a super tanker. You know, you can't, as many other people have said, there's no magic bullet. There's no quick fix. It takes a long time to, for example, recruit more drivers if you're short of drivers. And I believe that Transpennine is. It takes a very long time to get more rolling stock. You can't just nip down to your dealer and buy a new train. It has to be centrally managed by the government. No quick fix. One notable example is the in England. Well, I suppose it goes all the way to Scotland, doesn't it? The East Coast Main Line, which connects Scotland to London. That appeared to do well because it failed as a franchise several times, and it appears to have done better under the operator of last resort. But I think, like all things rail, you'll have a sort of mixed bag depending on which franchise you look at.
And here's the thing, and it's a bit of a cliche, and you'll be able to tell me whether it is true or not. You know, when you travel to other countries, it just seems that the trains just seem to work a bit better there, or is that just limited experience and you have more exposure in your home country?
Yeah, there are very good examples in other countries, but I think we've got to be careful not to look at it totally through rose-tinted spectacles and think that everything on the continent is better. In some cases, it isn't. Actually, overall, and I hesitate to say this, but I think it's true, the level of reliability of all of Britain's trains is roughly on a par with European ones. Our fares on the whole tend to be quite a lot higher, but we also have a sort of fairly dense network. We cover many, many more places than a lot of other European railways do. So it's a mixed bag to look at it like that.
So what do you think essentially needs... Let's talk about Transpennine as an example. Yeah. That's the story today. What would you like to see happen here and the changes that made you... I know you're talking it's a bit like turning around an oil tanker, but is there anything that could... changes that could start to be made, small changes that would make a difference for passengers?
Well, I think you've got to look at the management, really, because it all goes to the top, really. And there are examples of well-managed franchises and there are examples of poor ones. So maybe they could learn some lessons from the nationalised East Coast franchise. But I think, you know, like I say, there isn't an easy quick fix, I'm afraid. It's about slogging away, dealing with the problems, like, say, recruitment. And maybe there is incompetent management in there somewhere that needs to be rooted out, but it's not going to be a quick fix, sadly.
Bruce, thanks so much for chatting to us. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, that's an organisation campaigning for better rail services. 5:15 now.